Good evening. So, as I said, for the ladies who are on my email e-newsletter list, this is a special chat night. Nothing spectacular, no flyers sent out, no advertising, no marketing, no none of that. It just is, I believe it's just one of those Holy Spirit things where it's just, you are told that you need to share something that you have inside of you. And I was talking to a mentor. And I was telling her everything that I told you guys in the email, and she said, she knows that I do these calls with you guys, and that I'm growing this community. And she said, that's something that you need to share with the ladies in your community, not just via email, but just get on the call with them, let them talk to you, and just go more in depth and just share where you are. And here's where I am. I really feel in my spirit that right now we are in a new season. I don't know what it is for you. I sense what it is for me, but I feel in my spirit that this is a new season. And like the Bible tells us, you cannot put old wine into new wineskins. You can't take an old way of being and take it into a new situation or a new space. It doesn't work. It talks about how you'll tear up the new wineskins. And it doesn't even make sense. Just because of putting old wine into it. But if you think about it, if you don't learn how to just be okay with where you are, you miss a lot of opportunities to grow in that space. And so that's why I want to talk to you about what to do when you just are not where you want to be in life. And it's not just with dating and relationships with men. It's not just that, because we're so much more than just that, right? It is about life in general. There are situations, the ladies that I've been talking to, there are situations that they are in, and you can tell that they just don't want to be where they are. So while I sat in that airport coming back, I realized how much I had grown. Because going back and forth like that for the past 8 years of my life, there were times where just a 5-minute delay would just set me off, because I'm like, again, golly, can I just get to where I'm trying to go? I just want to get there. And I just was so calm and collected on this on this flight back, probably because it was smooth, didn't have any hitches or anything like that. But I feel like it was just, God just, he grew me up, and maybe it took all of that for me to get to where I am, so that I can share this with you tonight. So I just want to share a few things that I pulled out of that experience coming back home. I hope to God it's the last time I gotta go someplace like that. But if it's not, I'll go where God sends me, right? But I just want to share a couple of things that came out of that experience coming back home that helped me see very clearly what to do when you are not where you want to be in life. First thing is, be honest with yourself and with God. Don't kid yourself, and don't deny that you don't want what you want. Just like people say, the first step in overcoming a problem is to admit that you have a problem. Well, admitting to yourself that you just are not where you want to be will help you recover your peace about where you are. Denial and peace don't go together. Denial makes you work extra hard at stretching for what you don't have, what you can't get, and don't know how to get. And peace will help you to embrace where you are and even see the good in it. Like David said, it was good for me that I was afflicted. I didn't know what he was talking about when I first read that. But after going through enough afflictions, I said, you know what? I know what he's talking about. It was good for me. Oh, my God, I thought I was going to lose it on somebody at that point. But it was good for me. It was what it took for God to grow me up to the point where I am so I could get to the next point. And be honest with God about it. God can take it. He already know how you feel anyway. He's not like the boyfriend or the man that we're dating or the husband that we have that's looking at us like, what's wrong with you? Why you can't just say what you got to say? He's not like that. He already knows. And there's a difference between being a chronic complainer who doesn't appreciate anything and just having moments where you really believe that you just have done all you can do, and you just like, what do I got to do to move on? There are moments where we're going to have moments like that in life. And in those moments, be honest with God. Being honest is how you build intimacy in general. It's one of the ways in which you build intimacy in your relationships. And you know how we're exhorted to tell the truth, but in love? Well, practice that with God. God is not just your father. He is your friend. And I can't think of any better friend, not just to practice on. I don't want you to get the idea of practicing on God. That just don't sound right. But kind of keeping in the same spirit, you know, there's no better friend to help you work on you than God. So the second thing is focus on what you can do while you are waiting. I think that the church keeps single women single, talking about wait on Boaz. What does that even mean? Everybody is not Ruth. Why are we all waiting on a Boaz? What you talking about? What are you saying, talking about wait on Boaz? But anyway, I want to say that I said that to say because I think that we have the wrong concept of waiting. Waiting is a verb. It doesn't mean that you sit idle. You wait. It's a verb. And so I got that from Isaiah 40:31. It tells us that those who hope or wait, some translations say hope or wait, those who hope or wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They mount up on wings like eagles and soar. They run without fainting. Hope, wait, mount, soar, and run are verbs, which means that you are active. You are actively living your life day by day. Now, don't be a busybody trying to get in everybody's business, trying to create drama. Right. That's not what I'm talking about. But think about how you can structure each day of your life so that you can meet a goal, no matter how big or small that goal is. You might want a productive day. You might want a day where you relax and recharge. You might want a Saturday where you, or a evening where you go and volunteer at a local school in the community. Whatever it is, make it a goal so that you can get active in achieving it. And to give you a personal example, sitting in that airport, in many airports, I said, you know, I think I just got frustrated. I got frustrated because I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I can't just sit here and wait. But again, waiting is a verb. So while I waited to get from one place to the next, I said, there's something else I could be doing. I would write an article. I would write a blog post because, you know, closer to where I am now, I started doing that, and I was working on Author Faith Enterprises, thinking of different things. So I said, instead of just sitting here and being frustrated, I just need to do something constructive instead of being frustrated. No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. But instead of just sitting there and being frustrated, I found something that I could do, and that helped me to take my mind off the frustration of literally sitting there and waiting. So just think about the things that you can do day to day while you are literally waiting to get from one place to the next, but so that you're not literally waiting for the next thing to happen. You are enjoying your life. You're doing things that you want to do in the meantime. I think that's what people say, or I think that's what they mean when they say in the meantime, what do? You live your life. You do the things you want to do. You take up interests. You take up hobbies. You work on you. You make new friends. You maintain the connections with your new friends. You go on dates if you can. If you don't, that's fine too. Read a book. Do something that is constructive, and you just enjoy it so that you can enjoy your life. Because you know what? Men see you enjoying your life, and they say, well, how you doing? What you doing? What you got going on? And then, you know, you don't have to like him. You just strike up a conversation, see how I go, and then that's you know. But anyway, that's just kind of how some men are. They want to know what you're doing if you look like you're having fun. But anyway, on to the next point, which is realize where you're going has its own challenges and problems. And here's where I'm going with that. Kind of like I was saying before, if you don't learn how to operate at your level and master the level that you are at, master the level of problems with where you are at, you will struggle at the next phase. You will struggle because those are likely challenges and problems that you have never experienced before because you've never been there. And if you can't anticipate, if you can't think about what's going to come next, it's very hard to sit and devise a strategy if you can't even think about it because you're so busy still, you know, struggling with where you are. So, you know, for those of us who are single and desire to be married and we've never been married, We don't know what it's like. I don't care if you had a live-in boyfriend. I don't care if you've been with somebody for so long that it's like a common law marriage. You've never been married and you don't know what it's like. And so unless you learn how to start anticipating some of the problems that you think a person might have in marriage or until you start making friends with married people and they're, you know, transparent enough, not to tell you out of business, but to really teach you and mentor you and tell you these are the things that you need to prepare for, you're not going to know. And so you're still going to be struggling with all the different things that single Christian women tend to struggle with, because you, it's almost like you don't have any motivation to get to the next level of problem, so you're still struggling with where you are at. And one thing I do want to say is that, you know, once you do get married, God's intention is for you to not go back. With him, there is no, there's not supposed to be any going back. That's the way that he designed it. But I thought of that one day, and I said, you know, God, what is it that you do in a marriage? Because y'all be around each other like a lot. I mean, like, what do you do? And then, you know, that's when it came to me that it's like, when people say that you don't marry looks, you don't marry money, you marry that person's character, you marry their personality, you marry their ability to, some people say, suffer well, you marry their ability to go through life. So if you day by day can't manage the struggles and challenges that you are going through, it's only going to get worse once you get married, especially if you hook up with somebody who is like you and can't manage the day to day. So the best thing that I can tell you is to focus on mastering cultivating a skill set so that you can master the challenges of where you are, and then start focusing on the problems and skill sets that you think you might need for where you are trying to go. And it doesn't just have to be in dating. It can be in anything. It can be a promotion. It could be going from unemployed to employed. Anything concerning walking into a new space or position requires you to shift. Just like I was saying before, that you can't put old, or the Bible tells us you can't put old wine into new wineskins. You can't. It's basically saying that you can't bring old ways of being into new ways of being. But I also believe, again, that it's telling us that if we can't master problem solving where we are, and start to anticipate problems at the next phase, we will be hard-pressed to stay where we are or to stay there and keep our peace. So the last thing that coming back home taught me is don't discount where you are or the progress that you have made. And I think that this is crucial once you recognize the ways in which you might be getting in your own way. And you start to really make an effort to say, hey, you know, I really want to work on those shortcomings because I'm tired of getting in my own way. For instance, maybe you have the tendency to respond to people out of your emotions because dealing with them brings up insecurities that you haven't fully resolved. So if you fall back into doing that, don't beat up on yourself. Don't beat up on yourself if you have a relapse at that point where you swore that you should have been over it. Sometimes these things are a process, and the road to redemption and healing is one that's long, just because some of us aren't exposed to things that help us see ourselves clearly, and sometimes some of us don't have people who can tell us the truth and love and be patient with us as we go through this, kind of like a mirror. So if there's a particular thing that you have been struggling with, think about how you were when you first made the decision to change it, and look at where you are now. If you see positive change, keep moving forward and don't quit. Do not quit just because you fell back into that old mindset or behavior, this one or maybe two or however many times. If you see positive change and progress, keep going. And please don't compare yourself to someone else. No two people are exactly the same, so their journey may not look like yours. And, you know, God designed us all differently. So someone might be able to tell you how they went through it, you know, glean what you can, take the nuggets, but don't compare. Learn from people, you know, let them mentor you, befriend you, and just, I say iron sharpens iron, let them sharpen you, but don't compare. Ask God to show you from the wisdom that you are gleaning from others how to really appreciate the progress that you are making on your own individual journey. So that is everything that I have for you guys. I just, again, in the spirit, I just, you know, wanted to share this with you guys, and the replay will be available if you want to listen to it again. But that is all that I have for you, and I wanted to go ahead and open up for Q&A for anybody that has any questions.
It's me, Ashley Tracy.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that that is true, where you have to master certain things within your life. You know, you don't just because, well, just for me, just for instance, just because I met this guy that I've been with for a couple of months, I stopped doing certain things that I used to like to do. And now I'm feeling the impact from that, because now I see that he's not on the same level as me with a lot of things. To make a long story short, I want to be happy. I'm tired of being, you know, miserable, and because he's miserable or whatever. And I just have to cut him out. Now, you know, that's why I was, you know, sounding kind of down or whatever. But I know it's for the best.
Right.
You know, because he's not on my level with a lot of things. And I realized that, what is it? Only time we get along is when we're having sex. That,
right.
I'm just tired of it. I'm just so tired, Effie. I'm so tired. You just don't understand. I'm like, you know what? I just can't. I don't even want to be his friend at this point. You know, because in the beginning of the relationship, I told him, I said, if there's something that you're not willing to, you know, try to be on the same level as each other, then let's leave alone. You know, and I feel that he's using me too.
Yeah. And I will say that if those are feelings that you have, feelings can be tricky, but I think that, you know, in you saying that, not knowing the whole situation, but that is a common issue that a lot of single Christian women have. You know, sometimes we get convicted and the person doesn't want to come along with us. Mm-hmm. And you have to prepare yourself for the fallout from that, like you said.
Right.
But, you know, it's easier said than done. Sometimes it's a day-by-day process. You just have to hang on day by day. Sometimes you have to go moment by moment. And I think that's where you really have to get with people who know enough about your situation to be patient with you and listen to you and be able to encourage you when they feel like you're slipping back, and to help you see that, you know, if you just keep going, you'll make progress, and that as you make progress, you'll uncover other things that you can deal with. And it may be difficult. It may be difficult. Everybody's different. You know, it may not be for you, but you just have to keep going.
How do you deal with the fact that I want to be into where I want a godly day, but I don't want to have no intimacy or anything? How do you deal with that? How do you, you know, like, it's hard to explain.
Well, I think the answer to that is twofold. Because to me, one part is hormonal. Because, I mean, we are yet alive, and we have sex drives for a reason. So, you know, if you don't want to be sexually intimate.
He only made that for married couples.
Right.
People, and
right.
That's where I'm at with it. It's like, I don't know, I've been through so much with these guys, it's just like, I just can't do it no more. I'm trying to live a different kind of lifestyle.
Right.
And it's not easy. That's what I'm really trying to say.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But I think there's three parts to that. One, for you in particular, I think you just really have to work through the obvious emotions that you have about what you've done and the impact that it's having on you now that you've decided to do something different. Because I think when you decide to do something different, you start to realize the negative impact that thing had on you. And that's why you stop doing it, you know. So you have to just give yourself space to work through that and not go back and forth. Because that a lot of women do that too. They go back and forth because they think, well, it's easier to go back. But you just have to allow yourself the space to work through that.
Exactly.
And the second thing is you have to retrain yourself not to do the same things that help you fall into that.
Yes,
if you know that you can't watch certain movies, if you know that you can't listen to certain music, if you know that you can't talk to certain people because they're always talking about this, that, and the other, and it puts you in that mindset, you have to do what you have to do until you can get to a space where you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the third thing is, you know, once you've kind of healed and you have the foundation, you have to learn the difference between sexual intimacy and other types of intimacy, because you can't be intimate without being sexually intimate. And as you date, you know, you have to, if you see that it's getting serious, you have to be able to be intimate, you know, not sexually, but you have to be able to, you have to be comfortable with opening up a little bit more as you see that the situation is safe to do so. Not just all at once, but, you know, it should be twofold. Because in order to establish a relationship, you need intimacy, not just sexual intimacy. So does all of that make sense?
Huh?
Does all of that make sense?
Wait a minute. Let me take you up. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I was just asking if what I said made sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, oh, my goodness. I could write a book. I just don't have the time and the days and the hours, and it's like, but as I get along to talk to you more and more, you will get to know, you know, exactly what it is that I'm, you know, I'm trying to say, and, you know,
yeah,
trying to live my life a different kind of way,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And for sure, it's not easy, as you can see, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm gonna do everything in my power to make it where I need it to be. So I, you know, so that can, you know, like I won't be feeling convicted, and I want to do it God's way, Ashley.
Right.
Bottom line, you know.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know. That's why I'm here doing what I'm doing. God knows. I know.
Yeah.
I do know, yeah.
It's not easy.
And
you've been going away for 8 years. Thought you would have had a husband already.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like I said in the email. I said, well, dang, I spent so much time in the airport. I mean, am I going to meet this dude in the airport?
Yeah,
is this
that's
where
what
he
I
is?
I was saying when you said that. I said I was cracking up. You was like, I'm beginning to think that the airport is my husband. I was cracking up.
I said, well, geez, maybe I'll meet him there. What's really going on
here? Because you spent so
here?
Much time there.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was like, I said, wow, I just could imagine. I could only
yeah.
imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wow.
But alrighty, lady, did you have any other questions for tonight?
No, that was it. And we got a one-on-one. I got to go to that PayPal. I'll probably do it tomorrow.
Okay.
See it once I post it. But other than that, Ashley, I was so glad to get, you know, the message I saw and dial in and everything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with you now. I can really keep up with you because you're home now.
Yes. And no connection, communication issues, none of that.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, it seems like it was just me on the line, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was a
yeah.
good thing.
I had a couple of other ladies, you know, they responded and said they wanted to come. But yeah, I know that things happen, so.
Yeah. So I will definitely be getting back with you. I think we got one next week, right? One-on-one next week, I think it is.
Let me know what day and time you want to do it. 6:00 should be fine for me, Monday or Tuesday.
I can't remember. I know it's one day next week. I can't remember the time.
Okay.
You
I think I set you for 6:00.
Okay.
And I actually, Tracy, hold on just a minute. I saw somebody else call in. Hey, this is Afi. How are you?
Okay. Hello.
Hello, I'm good.
Good. So we just wrapped up all of the major points for what I was sharing with everybody. But did you have any questions that you wanted me to go over while we're still on the line?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send out the replay so that everybody can have it. I have you on my email list, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. I have you on my email.
I'm sorry. Yes, you do.
Okay. So I'll send it out to everybody so you can hear it. And if you have any questions afterwards, just email me and let me know.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Alfie. Send me out a reminder because I'm not sure what day it is next week.
Okay.
But I do know that I did send you back a response when you had emailed me and I told you, yeah, I wanted that date.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have to just send me a reminder.
Okay. All right. I will.
Okay. All right. I had sent you an email, but I already clarified it because I just told you about it. So.
Right. So I'll send you the date and the time, and then when I get the receipt, I'll resend you all the information.
Yeah. Yeah. The link for the PayPal or whatever, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay, so I will talk to you ladies later.
All right, then. Talk to you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all have a good evening. Bye.